This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Rich Evans with us, offgridmontana.com. So, Rich, I was reading an article, and it's the AJC, AJC.com. It's a paper out of newspaper out of Atlanta, Georgia. And it says Georgia school to drug test students using hair samples. Columbus, Georgia, a private school in East Georgia, intends to start drug testing its oldest students. The Columbus Ledger Inquirer reports that Brookstone School in Columbus recently announced the drug testing of students in grades 8 through 12 will be voluntary next school year and mandatory in succeeding years. Brookstone plans to use students' hair samples, which are sent to Psychomedics Corp, to conduct the testing. And the Massachusetts-based company, which is Psychomedics, will then provide test results within a few days. It will automatically test Brookstone students for 18 types of drugs. Alcohol is not among them. But parents and guardians may request that child's test include alcohol screening as well. This is why I would not make a very good employee. This is why I would not be able to hold down a job. This is, I mean, just one of the many, the myriad of reasons why Vin Fennelli could not hold down a job. If my employer said to me, you know what, Vinny, we're going to test you for drugs, you know, once in a while, whenever we feel like it, I'd say, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. Why? Do you do drugs? No. No, but I think it's an invasion of my privacy. You're going to collect a sample of my DNA, and I'm really not up for that. This is one of those cases where I have nothing to worry about, but I'm not going to let these guys mess around with my DNA, plant something, cross-connect hair samples or urine tests or however, skin samples, whatever they're going to do. I am not willing to let a third party take custody of that sample, provide an alleged test, and produce alleged results that trace back to me. I'm not willing to do it. So, if I worked for a company like JCPenney or Sears or, you know, any other corporation in retail or an industrial corporation, of which there are fewer and fewer of, or a financial institution, I still wouldn't do it. I would not do it. It's not worth it to me. I'd just start my own company and make my own way. I'm not interested in participating in many of the things that most people are saying, well, if you've got nothing to hide, what's the problem? Rich?
Well, I agree with you. I think from the short run, if you don't do drugs, which I don't either, I think it could be a benefit to the people, but what's the long-run motive? We all have to follow the money. You talked about the Federal Reserve before the hard break. Now, you got to remember, it's just not just follow the money, but follow the theme, the meme, the talking point, the narrative. These people want to control everything and sway public opinion. and manufacture perception, pity, guilt, and ideology. So the central banks, first of all, they have three motives: to save the banks, especially the six big banks, to save the stock market and Wall Street, and to maintain the status quo, which, as you know, I call it an incognito caste system. So when you think long term and you shoot pool and play chess, in other words, think four or five moves ahead, everything that they want to do, it's kind of like gun control. You know, once they get their foot in the door, pretty soon it's not about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's not about saving lives. It's not about the benefit for the people. It's to benefit the elites so they can have tyranny. Anything that's top-down centralized control with no accountability or transparency from the governing body is going to be way worse for the people, for the little people. So regarding the DNA on a with a hair, they could put you at a crime scene with today's AI. I can't tell you how many articles I've written where you can put someone's face or head on a porn star or a bank robbery or any type of crime and literally put somebody at that scene. They've had the ability to take your voice audio and make you say anything you want in the middle of a speech. They can delete words. They can add words. But it's the same thing with restaurants and cash. You got to look at the bigger picture, the forest through the trees. If you can't pay cash at restaurants and they want to kill you and they know you're going to a restaurant on a regular basis or even a semi-regular basis, all they got to do is put your credit card in that machine. In an instant, people who are bought and paid for can come and do anything they want with you, kill you, arrest you, do anything. Now, is anything surprising today? Our Department of Justice, FBI, CIA, they're obviously all bought and paid for. And this is one of the reasons I talk about practice what you preach laws all the time. And this is why I talk about quantitative easing for the people, which I've talked about on your show many times, Vince. And it's basically all about controlling the people. Now, I know you mentioned earlier in the show you didn't want to talk too much about guns, but everything, this is just a metaphor, an example, or analogy of how things are planned many years in advance. And we talked about this privately when you called me last night. In 1991, a former U.S. Navy intelligence officer, Milton Cooper, wrote a book that's titled Behold a Pale Horse. And the plan was to use drugs and hypnosis on mentally impaired people to open fire on school kids so the American people will emotionally ask for the government to disarm the people. So when you talk about these, see how I'm connecting the dots here, when you talk about the hair for drug tests, how come only the little people have the consequences for anything that's negative? How come the pharmaceutical companies who create these psychotropic antidepressant drugs, how come they're not liable? How come the physicians are not liable? And it all boils down to the aristocracy versus the serfs. And this is why, folks, when too many low information voters are screaming and chanting and losing the ability to have intellectual communication, and they say, no, it's a left-right paradigm, no, it's Democrat versus Republican, this is the veil of stupidity that they're putting on the people. I'm not saying there's an ideology difference between conservatives and liberals, but basically, when you look at things like schools versus the federal court system, where the very wealthy federal judges hang out, and the Oscars, and where the super celebrities and athletes hang out, they have enough arms to hold off Russia for a whole weekend at these venues. Why can't we do this at our schools? See, it's the aristocracy versus the serfs, people, and this is what the theme of this segment is about, because it's up to the people to create solutions for themselves, because the elite, the aristocracy, want the bottom 93% to have infighting, to have chaos. A divide-and-conquer strategy is absolutely necessary for them to keep their power. But as I always say, it has certain repercussions because it destroys America from within, and you lower the bars of standards and expectations by rewarding mediocrity based on what group you're in. And everything suffers for the bottom 93%. We don't have ingenuity, productivity, innovation, knowledge, opportunity. We've turned America into a diminishing returns country. We have two economies. We have two situations in every aspect, from the elite to the serfs. And what we need to do is create solutions for the little people. And when I say little people, it's the bottom 93% of income earners. And that is, it's time to start thinking about homeschooling or getting your kids out of government public schools, creating community neighborhood schools, bring in speakers who have practical experience in the private sector, who aren't bought and paid for teaching theory, who are teachers fresh out of college. You know, we can put our American vets to work by making them security in schools. They're already vetted. You know, they know how to use weapons. Let's take people who have contributed to society and fought for our country, even though they're fighting for the bankers and the hierarchy of the military-industrial complex, at least they've proven themselves, and take some of these heroes who have been in combat and make them or ask them to be and hire them to be guards at our schools. Now, in the USA, we have the highest ownership of guns per capita with 90 guns per 100 residents. Let me repeat that. In America, we have the highest ownership of guns per capita with 90% of the guns per 100 residents. The per capita murder rate in the U.S. is 100th and 11th in the world. 100th and 11th, despite being number one for gun ownership for residents. Now think about that. And if you took away our sanctuary cities and no gun zones, which have our highest murder rates, not only can you come to the conclusion that you'll never get rid of guns, you'll never get rid of crime, there's always going to be black markets, and the only way to control it is with examples I just mentioned earlier. Vince?
Yeah, you talked about William Cooper. And I used to listen to him on the radio. Got a couple comments about that when we come back. Who is William Cooper? His best known work? Behold, a Pale Horse. We'll be right back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material, material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich, you mentioned William Cooper. I used to listen to William Cooper on the radio, shortwave. He was brilliant. He was articulate, very knowledgeable, succinct. He seemed to have knowledge that other people didn't have. And as you mentioned, he said that the government encouraged the manufacture and importation of military firearms for the criminals to use. This is intended, as he said, to foster a feeling of insecurity, which would lead the American people to voluntarily disarm themselves by passing laws against firearms, using drugs and hypnosis on mental patients in a process called Orion. The CIA inculcated the desire of these people to open fire on schoolyards and thus inflame the anti-gun lobby. This plan is well underway and is, and so far, is working perfectly. The middle class is begging the government to do away with the Second Amendment. So William Cooper was exposing all that. And if you look at these people who were involved in these shootings, like Cruz and Lanza, alleged shootings and alleged shooters, you'll just look at them. They look strange. Their facial expressions is really, really odd and eerie. Nothing like anyone that you've ever seen. And Cruz, walking away from the alleged shooting in Florida, wasn't running. He was just walking away. Calmly went in to grab a bite to eat at a fast food joint. I mean, who would do that? Who would do that after allegedly murdering 17 people? Who would do that? this guy, if you look at the videos of him at his court appearance, he's out of it. He is absolutely, positively out of it. So it sure looks to me like this is an inside job. It looks like it's been set up, and it is looks like it's been designed to encourage the weak among us, to beg the government for protection from the few. And as I said before, if we had people who were walking around with firearms, the schools would be much, much safer places.
Vince,
however,
Well, what do you think Fast and Furious was with Obama and Holder? They gave away American guns to our enemies from drug cartels to ISIS. It ended up in their hands, killing Americans. It was basically designed to get rid of the Second Amendment. It's analogous to Obamacare. It was designed to destroy the middle class, make them poor, and create a single-payer system. We all have to look with foresight, folks, because everything is planned years in advance. It's a connect-the-dots situation where they, through incrementalism, change people's minds, and they get the low-information voter to get emotional and not use objective facts. It's basically the globalists, their wealthy NGOs, their mouthpieces like our lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers who are bought and paid for as well as our intelligence agencies. They're free to care to buy sedition, treason, espionage, and not be punished. And until we replace our cabinet and our Congress with average Joes and have practice what you preach laws and have them implemented and give QE to the people, which I've gone over on this show and more in detail, until the people start creating solutions and ideas for themselves. And see, this is why they basically go after groups, and they demonize, discredit, and delegitimize any individuals who report the fake news. And this is why they love using satire, especially on late-night shows, to try to coerce the low-information voter that you're cool if you believe this narrative. And we all have to become thinkers, because we're too many people are being cultivated to be followers, to be too much of America's being groomed to be distracted, dumbed down, and divided. And that's basically what most of these themes that we talk about, Vince, are about. It's the aristocracy versus the serfs. It's the grooming and the cultivation that's destroying our culture, traditions, and heritage. And that needs to be the main theme, and we need to attack it as the bottom 93%. Vince?
We had a couple comments on what you just said, and a little bit more about Cooper. We'll be right back.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN6 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, Rich, you mentioned four words. In the same sentence, I believe. And those four words were lawyers, judges, bankers, and politicians. And as you were saying that, I was thinking, if Mark Twain were alive and among us, what might he craft as a description of lawyers, judges, bankers, and politicians? And I believe he might have thought of something like this. These are people who attract disrespect. I really believe that. Getting back to William Cooper. So William Cooper was a broadcaster, and he was interested in UFOs, and he talked about them, and the militia and anti-government subculture in the late 1990s. And he was convinced that he was personally being targeted by William Jefferson Blythe Clinton, one of our CEOs in this country, and the Internal Revenue Service. In July of 1998, he was charged with tax evasion. An arrest warrant was issued, but William Cooper eluded repeated attempts to serve it. In 2000, the year 2000, he was named as a major fugitive by the United States Marshal Service. In November 5th, 2001, Apache County Sheriff's deputies attempted to arrest Cooper at his Edgar, Arizona home on charges of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and endangerment stemming from disputes with local residents. Now, these are charges. These aren't convictions. These are just charges against him, right? And so a gunfight ensued. An exchange of gunfire in which Cooper shot one of the deputies in the head, and Cooper was fatally shot. And the Federals reported that Cooper had spent years evading the execution of a 1998 arrest warrant, and according to the spokesman of the Marshal Service, he vowed that he would not be taken alive. That's William Cooper. Absolutely brilliant man. He awakened many of us. Many of us, including me. So, his life was cut short, 58 years old, by the Federales. And he talked about things like AIDS, HIV, man-made, used to target blacks, Hispanics, and homosexuals. And that a cure was made before it was implemented. He's been described as a militia theoretician. So that's William Cooper. Rich Sheehan, here's something pretty interesting. So the CIA, in an article on ZeroHedge.com, former CIA chief admits U.S. meddling in foreign election. Let me say that again. The former CIA chief admits meddling in foreign elections. James Woolsey. He appeared on Fox News. And so he was asked, have we ever tried to meddle in other countries' elections? And he responds, oh, probably, but it was for the good of the system. He was asked by Laura Ingraham, we don't do that now, though. We don't mess around in other people's elections. And he responds, well, only for a very good cause, in the interest of democracy. Mm-hmm. So here's the CIA meddling in the elections of other countries. And then we get frosted when there's an alleged claim that Russia's meddling with ours. And that's a really difficult situation to figure out. Who's meddling with who? Who's paying whom? Whose side are they on? Are they on both sides? One side? The whole thing stinks. But the other countries can say, well, hey, we're just trying to learn from you guys. We see what you guys are doing, overthrowing governments and things like that. So we're just trying to protect ourselves and our interests. Any thoughts on that?
Well, yeah, I can go in a lot of different directions. You know, it's very obvious that we're being force-fed ideology and theory and philosophy in order to divide the American people and keep the status quo for the elites. Now, if you read anything from Marx, Alinsky, Frankfurt School, Cloward and Piven, the Communist Manifesto, it's one of the reasons why we're so drunk on the Kool-Aid of political correctness. And all you have to do is read a little bit of it, folks, and you can see that this sets the stage for government interventions, confiscation, redistribution of wealth, the use of group identity politics, a.k.a. victim group status, a.k.a. protectionist group status, in order to degrade, disrespect, and insult so many different people. So when you hear all these politically correct buzzwords, humanitarian, sustainable city, global warming, that's now climate change, it's all based on the premise to create a loss of individual rights for the little guy. And the reason why Trump, from what I read, is so targeted and the elite foment so much hate against him is because he said he wants to give America back to the people. And this is one of the reasons why we're on the air, is to talk about ideas and solutions for the bottom 93%. And Vince, if it's okay with you, I know we're getting close to the end. I would like to do 3-4 minutes of a rant, if you are okay with that.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. And then,
Thank you.
Then we'll talk about the Church of England and how they are conspiring against the people. We'll talk about that. Go ahead.
Now, folks, when the elites tell you how rosy things are and how great the economy is, just think about some of the things. I just wrote down a few things here, okay? Our savings is a 10-year low. Our debt is incredibly high, 60-year low for home ownership. Credit is collapsing. We have less freedom, less liberty, more bureaucracy, violence, brainwashing, militarized fascist, lawless, corrupt, untrustworthy, divisive warmongers basically running the show. There's no burden of proof unless you're a certain group. It depends on what group you're in. The powers that be create the problems, the reactions, and the solutions where we barely even have any say. There's no due process of law in so many areas. They detain people, Americans, indefinitely. No citizen rights, mass surveillance and censorship, secret wars and secret societies and secret courts. Pedophilia runs rampant with no accountability for the elite or a certain tiered accountability for what group you're in. Self-serving, corrupt Congress. Power corrupts. Practice what you preach laws. I talk about that almost every show. I think Vince Finelli will agree with that when appropriate. I give specific examples, and you would think somebody in Congress or somebody higher up in the hierarchy would say, hey, this is a great idea, let's do this. But they don't want accountability at the top. They have an addiction to power, money, and control. And Congress voted themselves full pensions after one term. Now, you really think that they're in their seats for our protection and our benefit and our prosperity? Please call me. I have bridges to sell. Okay? Look at the overuse of eminent domain. We give away billions for personal gain and campaign contributions. Lobbyists, special interests, tax, government grants, supersedes free markets and supply and demand. We have pork barrel spending, some which I mentioned today. Police state that's been militarized. The FBI, CIA, NSA, a lot of our intelligence agencies basically are owned by the highest bidder. Two big antitrust monopolies of the two big to fail corporations in America. The Googles, the Facebooks, the Twitters, the mainstream medias, all owned not by not just the elites of the world, but have too much influence by China. More China influence than the American people. The elite controlling the narratives, the memes, the themes, the talking points to distract them down and divide the people and feather the nest of the elite at the same time. We have 3 times minimum the leverage of stock market risk than we had in 2009. And what do? They keep printing money, and they're not even mentioning that it's quantitative easing right now. We have the highest margin debt ever. Do you know that 2017 was the largest year of money printing for the Fed, the Bank of Japan, and the European Central Bank, printing over $2.5 trillion of money in a single year? And they didn't even call it quantitative easing. And what they do is they put it into the equity markets. I told you what the big corporations are doing. Nothing is for the benefit of the people. It's almost like the elite are feathering their own nest. So when everything crashes, their billions turn into millions, and our thousands or hundreds turn into death. And people keep making the mistake of calling Democrats progressives. They have been hijacked by the globalists, okay? Stop this ideology. Stop this left-right paradigm. You're being fooled. You're being used. You're being played. You're being duped. So what the left are really doing is they're chasing and looking for voters. They're not trying to create prosperity or ideas and solutions for the bottom 93%. Google, Facebook, Twitter, robotics, automation, artificial intelligence is going to control everything. And they are even trying to use these tools to eliminate free speech, which is in our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. So what we need to do is talk about ideas and solutions for the little guy, but we need to implement them. We need to do something. Whether you write a book, whether you do radio shows, whether you do talks, there's so many different ways to get involved. And people, if we don't, we're going to lose every freedom and liberty that millions of combat soldiers gave their life for. Vince?
No disagreement. We come back and talk about churches, how they're selling you out. No kidding. You won't believe it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
"Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?"
And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds during
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
So, Rich, even offgridmontana.com, I've been looking at the call screen all during the broadcast, and not one person has called. And I've asked the network, I said, is that because we don't have any listeners? We don't have any students? No one's paying attention to us? Or is it because those who are paying attention do not want to alter the direction of the discussion by calling us? So I don't know what it is, but we haven't gotten any calls. So this is not even a risk, because if we don't have any listeners or any students paying attention, what I'm about to say next, no one's going to hear it anyway. Because if we did, this might cause some of our class to jump ship. Here we go. So, who is the head of the Church of England? Well, the Supreme Governor of the Church of England is a title held by the British monarch. That signifies the title of leadership of the Church of England. That'd be the Queen. Okay. So, here's what's happening. Churches across Britain will be used to boost broadband, mobile phone, and Wi-Fi connectivity in rural areas under a deal struck between the government and the Church of England. They're going to use the church spires as towers. And this agreement with the Church of England, and this is American Free Press, AFP.com, this agreement with the Church of England will mean that even a 15th century building can help make Britain fit for the future, said Matt Hancock, the Minister for Digital, Culture, Media, and Sport. The Church of England has 16,000 church buildings, and around 65% of its churches are located in rural, they call them communities. making them ideal hosts for the digital infrastructure. So the Church of England is doing this. Okay. So you can tell I'm frosted, right? So how can you help? So if your church is even engaging in a discussion with any cell phone companies that they're going to do this, then they will be in collusion with the cell phone companies, which are in collusion with the government, which is monitoring, tracking, storing evidence that can be used against you in things that you might say, text, email, or tweet, or more. Okay? What websites you go to, things like that, because now the phone is the device, right? It used to be the computer, now it's the phone. So this using of the church spires is a revenue-making business. Now, churches didn't used to be in the revenue-making business. They would take donations, but they weren't in a business per se. Well, this puts them into the business arena, a profit. They're going to receive a profit for doing this. Doing that makes them like other businesses, and they should be paying taxes. So if a church engages in a business like this, selling the use, renting the use, leasing the use of its spires, or spire, they should lose their tax-exempt status. Now, if I were a member of a church that did this, I would make it known far and wide that I object, and that I'll take my business elsewhere. Praise the Lord. Makes me angry. I mean, I'm livid, absolutely livid. Rich Even, do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, just like what I said earlier with incrementalism, here in America, the analogy would be that they turn churches into 501c3 churches, and they compromise certain things so they can have certain longevity, keep their business, have certain exemptions, write-offs, and churches are desperate, the pastors are desperate. I read years ago that we're losing about 1,000 to 1,200 pastors per month in America. So they're getting desperate, and they're willing to spy on their own people for their own benefit, and that's a real shame. Yes?
Including facial recognition software, so your church leadership can call you and say, are you okay? We haven't seen you in church. Are you okay? We missed that donation. Yeah, no kidding. Seriously, what's happening? Rich Even, thank you so much for being with us today.
Always a pleasure.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.